Egyptian security forces have fired tear gas and birdshot to break up anti-government rallies in several cities. Troops attacked demonstrators in the capital, Cairo, as well as the cities of Giza and Fayoum. Several protesters were injured and scores more arrested. The rallies come as Egypt is awaiting the final results of its presidential election, due to be announced next week. Initial results have put former military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi as the winner of the vote. The election comes nearly a year after Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, was toppled by the army. Since Morsi's ouster in July, the country's new authorities have faced persistent protests. The demonstrators want Morsi's reinstatement. Mohamed Chalabi, our correspondent from Cairo, joins us to bring us up to speed with developments there in Egypt. Well, Mohamed Chalabi, it's not official yet, but it looks like Sisi is going to be the next president. And of course, at the same time, you're having the protests occur. Do you think there's going to be a rise in protests, given the fact that Sisi has unofficially at this point become the president?
Yes, Kaveh, and in fact, Egyptians really are so split. I mean, sometimes you feel that they are living in two worlds apart. I mean, behind me, you can see here at Cairo's iconic Liberation or Tahrir Square, tens of supporters of Field Marshal Sisi, Egypt's president in waiting, let's put it this way, who, according to judicial sources, has won some 93% of the votes in a turnout that is more than 40%, celebrating here at Cairo's iconic Liberation Square. But there's something very dangerous here, is that looking at the people down there, looking at the nature of the people down there, most of them are the poorest of the poor here in Egypt. So they're expecting that Sisi's victory will bring about some sort of stability and economic prosperity and social justice. And if that doesn't happen anytime soon, and if living conditions continue to worsen instead of improving, then Sisi is in for it, and that's from the part of his supporters. Many of them are ordinary Egyptians, just longing for stability. Let alone his opponents, the Muslim Brotherhood and their allies in the Islamic stream at large, and the youths who boycotted really the presidential elections. I mean, ordinary Egyptians are also murmuring. Even Sisi's supporters are admitting that polling stations were empty in 3 days of voting, and the higher electoral presidential committee had to extend the voting for 3 days instead of two because there were empty polling stations, and they wanted some sort of legitimacy for the winner, so as to put down for good the legitimacy of Mohamed Morsi, the army deposed president last summer. The Muslim Brotherhood says that only 10% of Egyptians showed up in polling stations. It claims that 90% of Egyptians boycotted. And no one can really say which numbers are really accurate, but Kaveh, probably something in between the 10% showing that the Brotherhood is talking about and the 40-something percent the official sources are talking about. That's probably where the truth lies here. In all cases, the Egypt Anti-Coup Alliance has called for the continuation of peaceful resistance to be led by the youth and especially students throughout the year 2014. It says it believes that through the mass boycott of the elections, the army-imposed roadmap is now dead, and it says victory is near. It is promising more and more street and university protests, and this is what we're seeing now here today. I mean, you have protests in Tahrir in support of Sisi, but protests across much of Egypt's governorates who are not protected by army and police as these ones are, but instead are being attacked by the security forces elsewhere in Egypt. So Egypt remains very much on the edge here, Kaveh, especially if we are to note again that the youth, there was a major absence for the youth in the elections, and the youth represents some 60% of the voting power here in Egypt. So many believe that, ironically, despite the big victory for Sisi in the elections, that this is the start of that he has been dealt a blow, and that this could be the start of his downfall, or at least that the game has changed in Egypt, and that he will be forced to reach compromises with his many opponents, especially the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic Stream, and the Houthis, or at least brace for a potential new revolution if economic and living conditions do not improve fast here in Egypt. Kaveh, finally, just one point, also important in that revolutionary wave, a second wave of a hunger strike conducted by the thousands of political prisoners across Egypt's jails has been launched today, accompanying the peaceful street protests as the anti-coup alliance keeps up the pressure on Egypt's president-in-waiting, again, let's say this way, Field Marshal Sisi.
Thank you very much for that, Mohamed Chalabi. It's good to see you. Correspondent there talking to us.